I was just curious. Well, if you can get rid of all those filters, wonder why it never became a thing. That's all I was worried about. I wasn't trying to break anything. I just thought, huh, okay, I read that little blog. I go, okay, that's pretty cool. So I turned it off, and all my squelch tails went away. I turned it on, and all my squelch tails went away. I go, huh, I wonder why they just don't do that instead of this reverse burst and all this other crap.
Because some, just like PL, some manufacturers do DPL differently. If you're all in the same model family of radios, it's fine. It's a little more touchy. DPL is a little more sensitive on modulation and things, whereas PL isn't as much, or isn't as forgiving, as, it's more forgiving as much. Like, right now, I can't, my Kenwoods won't run the DPL on the Kenwoods isn't getting picked up by the Quantars, but all my Motorolas and Kenwoods work, or all my Motorolas work fine. So figure that, you know. So you run into those types of things with DPL. You don't have that issue on PL. You do, but not to the extent.